Rip, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning to the board and good morning to the audience. I'm Rip Robbins, the director, the affiliate director from KSVR in Mount Vernon, Washington. And the affiliate's task force is bringing forward a recommendation to the board based on consultation that we've undertaken in the past months with the executive director, the affiliate's coordinator, and also in our own discussions on the task force about appropriate steps to take to help build on the momentum of success that we've heard about and talked about and we all seem to be in favor of. I'd like to remind the board and the new board members that last year in June, the board passed unanimously a resolution that the affiliates task force be broken out somewhat in the national office budget. This was a great first step toward helping the affiliate coordinator be able to plan and operate an office that's rapidly expanding. We know that after the that about 5 years ago, there were only 30 some affiliates after about a first year of the kind of reconstruction of the affiliate program. And now, I think if members can recall, we've been hearing the number 125 affiliates. And it seems to me in just, yeah. And this is now including international affiliates. And certainly what the affiliate program is doing is bringing in wide representation of communities from across this country and internationally, the kind of communities that really need a voice. This is directly serving the mission of the Pacifica Foundation. I'd like to thank the directors who are on the task force, including Chandra Houtman, and Don White, who's not with us here today. He's over in on the East Coast. And Rob Robinson, a number of representatives from LSBs. Directors who have supported the affiliate program sit all around the table here. What we're doing here with this motion is building on the success of a department in Pacifica that's had really is doing phenomenal work. The motion that I'm presenting today, that the task force is presenting, is cost neutral to the foundation. We've heard in the past that affiliate revenues were budgeted in this fiscal year at over $150,000 with target revenues of $200,000. We're now looking at surpassing that mark. This next year, it's about $225,000. The affiliate program costs sometimes have been confused with the expenses for the contracts for Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News and satellite uploading. In fact, those costs are really for the five sister stations. The outreach to the affiliate stations around this country is an outgrowth of the mission. And the tremendous success and the call that I've heard directors make for outreach to underserved communities in this country to go beyond just the borders of the five cities, that's what this motion is really addressing. In the CD that we heard yesterday, that in the affiliate coordinator report, included stations in the South in this radio, the Radio for People project that Pacifica is supporting, along with several other national organizations, including Prometheus and the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. In order to do that, we heard Ursula report from various venues around the country. That's because she's on the road representing Pacifica at numerous events. She, in fact, is selling Pacifica to the rest of the country that doesn't know about it. Maybe in the five cities you feel that you're well represented with marketing. But I've heard the word marketing brought up many times yesterday and in other conversations. And so what we're doing, and I'll read this motion, affiliate task force brings the following recommendation to the PNB. Move that a proposed fiscal allocation for the affiliate coordinator outreach director, there's a slash in there because that position's currently affiliate coordinator and will be outreach director. As outlined by the affiliate task force recommendations to the National Finance Committee, be included in the national office budget beginning with 2008 with line items as necessary for an outreach division. and to be included in the National Office budget proposal submitted to the National Finance Committee in this budgeting process, and that the affiliate coordinator slash outreach director needs a commensurate salary that will be determined in the next 2 weeks by the HR director, the executive director, and the chair of the affiliate task force. So the background on this is in your book. In the blue book, in the very first committee report, there is a report from the affiliate task force that proposes the outreach division. It gives an explanation of the new duties. It gives a suggested job description, and it also is followed by a suggested budget. If you review that budget quickly, you'll see that there's two bright yellow lines that are blank, and those are for the salary compensation, which is yet to be determined. We felt that the HR director would be able to review comparable salaries for such a job description and be able to give us some direction at what that level would be. Since the budgeting for the affiliate program in total is far less than the revenues received, and even under this new proposal will not exceed the affiliate revenues, in fact, there will still be a surplus of affiliate revenues that goes back to the national office. There will still be a surplus of revenues coming in from this program that go to the national office. That's why we're calling this cost neutral. We've been in consultation with the chair of the finance department, and we are recommending that this proposal go to finance through the appropriate channels. Because of the rapid time, because of the limited time frame that we had, that's why we're having to bring this to the board right now. But we were able to notice this properly, and now the motion's before you, and I'm happy to answer any questions that directors might have.
Before any, it doesn't require a second. It's coming from a committee. Before we go on to that, though, I want to be a little clearer. So our existing motion as regards motions that require an allocation is that we cannot approve them finally until they've gone through the NFC process. And I'm a little unclear when this thing said it needs a commensurate salary. What's your understanding of the impact of our if we were to pass this now, do you consider that this motion would be essentially calling for an additional expenditure other than that that's before us right now? I mean, other than whatever's normal in the budget process.
Well, the two yellow lines that are on this recommendation for the budget would need to be filled in, and the timing of 2 weeks would allow that number to be included would be given to the Finance Committee, yes.
Okay, so essentially this motion is asking for the integration into the budget process of...
Yes.
Of
And we believe that this is in the sentiment of the motion passed last year. I believe it was a motion by Ray LaForest that where the PNB asked that the national office break out some line items for the affiliate program. This is simply the next step. We did see a couple line items show up in the budget last September, basically a revenue line and certain expenditure lines. There are certain expenses that are rolled into larger categories in the national office budget. Personnel and other expenses are rolled into bigger categories. But what we're asking here is that this be delineated so that the outreach director would be able to plan sufficiently for a year's activities. Does that make any sense?
Well, what I'm concerned about is not okay. The first portion,
okay.
which we've dealt with to an extent, and I don't think there's any barrier to passing. It's the second, which has to do with the salary recommendation without, as far as I can tell, a review by the National Finance Committee. And I think that part we need to separate.
So you're saying that when we're asking that a commensurate salary be determined in the next 2 weeks, that it's unclear that that becomes part of the report to the National Finance Committee?
I mean, Lonnie, can you comment on this? My issue here is that I'm concerned that the idea was that the board, because essentially every request for funds or increases in funds is always justified and righteous in this foundation, that the idea of our previous motion was that before we start making decisions like that, it comes through the finance committee, and they look at its impact on everything else we're doing.
The answer to that is the timeline, that we didn't have the time for this year's budget process to meet. And we're not any more late than any of the LSBs with their
plan. I understand. So, I guess I want to understand. Is this just asking that the finance committee look at the salary issue? It's not calling for a raise, basically, or an increase.
There's an addition. If you read the report, there's a substantial amount of new duties that are being required of this person. Mm-hmm. And so all we're asking for is an adjustment that's commensurate with those additional duties.
Well, okay, so if what's being asked is for the board to vote on and approve an adjustment in salary, then I don't think we can vote on it until it's been reviewed by the National Finance Committee.
How can they review that without getting a number?
We can definitely... So this is what I'm trying to ask. Is this calling for us, the National Finance Committee, to look at that, or is it calling for the National Finance Committee to basically approve? I mean, would this be interpreted as saying, well, the board already approved this change, and you guys are just responsible for making it, in which case we can't pass it right now? If all it's saying is we want you guys to look at it and make a recommendation, we can pass that now.
What I'm concerned with is the delay and the time. If it's just to bounce back and forth from committees to the board again, we're going to miss this fiscal year's deadline.
Does anybody smarter than me have a way of resolving this? I'm going to ask Lonnie, and then I'll ask the other members. Lonnie?
We don't hear you.
Microphone.
Yeah, how about, can I be heard?
No.
Maybe I'll try without it.
There it is.
I see... several issues in this proposal. The first one is asking the board to pre-approve a salary increase or a programmatic increase is not in order. We have several procedures that have to be observed. The first one is that the fiscal impact statement, no motion, can be approved by the board without there being an accompanying fiscal impact statement. That is board policy, and we've always follow that policy. The second thing is that there won't be a problem with the timeline. This is a preliminary budget. We won't complete final budgets until the third week in August, so we have time to look. The Finance Committee looks next at the final budgets in August for recommendation to the board on the final basis. The last comment that I'll make, on all financial propositions should go through the Finance Committee. The second thing I'll do is I'll take personal umbrage among the people that you listed had reviewed it. You didn't include the CFO. Now, the last thing I'll say to the board, and I'll ask the board, please do not entertain additional expense items that come to you at board meetings like this, where people are asking for what amounts to hundreds of thousands of dollars, and asking the board to approve or pre-approve those amounts without having gone through the process that we've set up or review. What happened, I'm seeing happening at more and more board meetings, is folks are going around the process, ignoring Finance Committee, ignoring their LSBs, for that matter, and coming directly to the board. And I'm asking that the board entertain a motion, a standing motion, that no new expenses or no new salary increases be entertained without going through the process that's set up, so they can undergo review and notification to LSBs and other people that are part of the budgeting process.
Before I recognize anybody else, when I'm reading this, here's the issue. The Affiliates Task Force had already come to us. We'd already approved that there would be adjustments in the structure of the budget to include line items and an affiliate program. So that's taken care of, and the question is whether we should vote as a board right now to include the recommendation of the amounts, because is that what's meant by proposed fiscal allocation, that the passage of this would basically be equivalent to a board mandating to the Finance Committee that those amounts show up in the budget as a recommendation, that we look at that and make it as part of our overall budget recommendation. That's one thing. But Ronnie's point is well taken, that we're not supposed to be pre-approving specific allocations outside of the budget process. That's the issue.
Dave, the reason that we didn't ask for approval of the recommended budget that's in the packet is because we wanted to follow the process. We're asking that this proposed budget be sent to Finance Committee.
Okay, that's fine. There's no problem.
We're not
with
asking
that.
For approval of this budget right here.
Okay,
we're asking that this be sent as a recommendation to the Finance Committee.
Okay. Well, if that's what the impact of this, so you're asking that these proposals be considered by the Finance Committee during the course of the 2008 budget evaluation.
Yes, and as Lonnie said, by the end of August, we already got notice that the next Finance Committee is in fact in the third week of August. So where is the additional time
and I'm just sorry because when I'm reading this and I'm a little cross-brained today,
fine.
It's. I'd like LaVarne's comment, then I'm going to recognize Lydia.
Okay, just quickly, I believe the motion is as Rip has described it, is that this is to inform the PNB of the work that they've done and the request that they would like this to be referred to finance so we can look at in terms of, and also in the finance report, you'll see I've included the budget timeline so everyone can refer to that. You have that information. And also in there is that the HR director is also involved in terms of looking at the job description. So there are two things going on. The HR director looking at the job description for the person, and also finance to consider this motion, because the timeline shows that we have reviewed draft budgets, and also we are in the period now of amendments to these budgets. So this is in line. And our next meeting of the National Finance Committee is August 23rd. However, we can call a meeting in 2 weeks or so to look at amendments to the budget, and then we can go into the final Finance Committee meeting on the 23rd. So I think that, you know, I think it's been explained. That is, this is to refer to finance and showing that they're also working with HR in terms of looking at the job description.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Lydia.
Yes, and although I do recall that we added some items in terms of affiliate work and so forth, I don't recall that we actually created another management position. I don't remember that was clear. That would be a structural position that needs to substantively be discussed with the board because of the long-term implications. There is also an issue that I would like to add to the agenda tomorrow in terms of the initial contract with our current coordinator, and if it can be raised in executive session tomorrow, Mr. Chair, a brief item, just a question directed to our HR director. And so for that reason, obviously, I would support the process to move ahead and refer it to finance, but in terms of a structural change within Pacifica to create another directorial position, I don't remember a motion having been approved other than the items and the additional issues.
This is it now.
This is the motion. Then I think it has to be. I know at the KPFK LSB, we passed a motion that the LSBs should also be brought into any structural additions to, at the national or local levels in terms of managerial positions. So. And that was several months ago. So I, on behalf of the LSB, that was huge support. I am putting that forward. If it's a structural position, that doesn't hold back a salary increase, by the way. I'm not intending to do that at all. There are salary increases which are, you know, someone's livelihood. But in terms of a structural change, and all there are a number of implications once you move a position up to a managerial status. And it needs to be discussed, and I don't think that's even been agendized for this meeting.
Greg?
I think I think the motion is basically in order, and just two clarifications. One is we're not, just to clarify what Lydia is saying, we're not talking about adding a position. So for those who might be listening or confused about, you know, that this is an increase in the number of staff, we're not talking about a change in the number of staff. What we're talking about is a change of status, a change of the job description and the scope of duties. So just to be clear about that. And one other sort of minor clarification is that as far as we are concerned, the affiliates program coordinator is a manager. So it's not an additional management position. It's a different management position. But having said that, the change from an affiliates program to an outreach division is a structural change. And so that's really what the thrust of this motion is talking about, is acknowledging the different function or the broadened function that this would entail and itemizing the budget for that. If you were not to pass this motion, the argument could easily be made that a budget for that could not be developed. And Lonnie would rightly say, well, I can't develop, and has said, I can't develop a budget for a program that hasn't been recommended by the board. So therefore, the board must first at least recommend that the process be engaged by the Finance Committee in order for the decision to be made as to whether to approve it. Otherwise, you're back at square one, and you know you don't have the authority to obligate management to act.
And your recommendation as to this change in this?
I've been recommending it for 6 months. It's a part of what I've been putting forward for the last year, and so I've been part of the discussions. The question of how much money and what the salary is, these are all matters for the Finance Committee to review.
Okay, Chandra.
This is actually a proposal for a reclassification of an existing job title for somebody that's already performing most of the duties that are being proposed in this reclassification. It's just that the person under consideration for this job was doing that voluntarily. Aside from being the affiliates coordinator, she was doing outreach for Pacifica, Radio for People campaign, the Radio South campaign, which you all heard about yesterday. Aside from the fact that this has no fiscal impact to the foundation because the revenue is already coming in and it's not going to cost the foundation any more money, and the CFO should like that, as well as everybody else, this is one of the only marketing aspects of the national office right now that's going on that increases the profile of Pacifica beyond the five stations and beyond the existing affiliates and gives a very positive spin on the Pacifica Foundation. The Radio South campaign is key to what's going on because this is targeting predominantly African-American population in the South that is underrepresented and is disenfranchised in most cases in terms of their representation in media, in radio, on air. So this is really, and on the internet. So this is really, really a critical campaign that those that on the board that support this kind of equal opportunity should be very supportive. And if you heard the CD last night, it's really a very exciting campaign. So I encourage everybody to support this proposal.
So everybody's aware we have three more minutes before we're going to take a vote on this. I'm going to ask Margaret.
Just a point of information.
Yeah, is the mic on? I'm sorry, I'm a little confused about it, and we seem to be talking about two things. I think that the affiliate program and having somebody that focuses on coordinating the affiliate program is crucial. I'm very, very supportive of that. I think the affiliate program is vital to the future of Pacifica. What is unclear to me then is why are we moving the affiliate coordinator into the position of outreach director? Because it seems to me as though outreach has additional tasks to what an affiliate coordinator would be doing. And as we're growing and as more affiliates are coming in, it seems to me as though the affiliate coordinator would have her hands full with that. And the idea of outreach, which is something that we're always talking about, especially in disenfranchised communities, we're talking about black communities, Latino communities, et cetera. There's a youth, there's a lot of outreach work that needs to happen. I think we need to think very, very carefully out about this. So while I very much support the affiliate program and want to boost it to the degree that we can and what's needed in terms of salary and other support, I am concerned about conflating these two, what seems to me to be two tasks. I understand that there's overlap. There's always some overlap, I mean, in everything that we do. But this is a concern of mine and would be the reason that I would have concerns about supporting it as it is now stated. But I don't want that to be confused with lack of support for the affiliates, for the affiliate coordinator that I think is doing a wonderful job, or the affiliate program generally.
Lonnie had a point of information. Bertolt wanted to speak, and then we'll be at time. Yes, Lonnie.
Yeah, you know, I have looked at I have seen the budget in this proposal. I've seen the
louder,
budget.
I think this proposal is asking the NFC to generate the budget. That's
no,
the point
they've actually submitted a proposal, which I have reviewed.
So
it is not, in my view, revenue neutral. And also, there is additional staff that's being requested in the form of additional consulting time, but there is additional staff time, another person that is being requested. So I think that that is that kind of detail that has to be fleshed out. So I'm just simply stating that the fact of the, in terms of the actual budget that I have seen, it is not revenue neutral. And it, secondarily, there is additional staff that will be added in the form of a consultant. So I think that is why we indeed need to look at it carefully so that we can see what the true implications are going to be.
Bertolt.
Yes. There are a lot of confusing things here, and
I usually
think of myself as a fiscally conservative person, but you know, I'd like to remind the board of the meetings we had yesterday, talking about our inability to leverage what we have, and I cannot go any further on that. And the affiliate needs to have the status. And the affiliate director / outreach coordinator needs to have the status to be able to go out there and have the backing of the board to negotiate and fight for contracts, you know, against other people who are looking for the same contracts, as you know what I'm talking about. And I think we, again, are afraid. We are always, the process of a budget is to always figure out what is more important. And I cannot imagine what is more important than doing this right now. It is obvious that, you know, our competitors have a staff that is well-oiled, organized, and working at this. And it is almost irresponsible to me that we would not try to staff the affiliate department, which is one person right now, with at least an administrative assistant, or as is shown in here, to help them coordinate administrative issues to move towards pushing the affiliate program as one of our brand and one of our strong assets so that we can go out there and negotiate. Thank you.
We're at time in order to continue with this.
I second.
Good start to the day. Is there any does anybody really believe in 10 minutes we'll stop debating and vote?
No. Well, then I move to extend 15.
15 minutes? Is there any objection?
Okay. 15 minutes.
I'll assume the motion to extend 15 minutes has been seconded. I heard two people both say it. If there's no objection, we'll consider it for 15 more minutes. In 12 minutes, I'm going to call this to a vote.
And I
Lisa,
need to be on the stack to reply.
I'm going
to
hear from Lisa, and then I'll come back to you. Chandra, you've already spoken, so I'm going to hear from other people who haven't.
I want to say that I am definitely very supportive of the work that Ursula has done and the affiliates committee. I think it's extremely important. And but what concerns me about this, because there is a very important issue of process, and it is basically another position, even if somebody, as Margaret has been saying, has been doing overlap, but it's another position that comes, you know, to the national board. And I think we should always look seriously when we are talking about creating another position. I think that there needs to be more conversation and more dialogue in terms of, and more input in terms of what the responsibilities of an outreach director would be. And, you know, I know the affiliates task force has been doing quite a bit on this, but other people and other, there should be more conversations in terms of what would be the responsibility if we are going to create another position, even though there has been overlap. And I just think that we just have to be we have to realize that things like this need more discussion, and it should not just be something that just comes to the board and, okay, suddenly, boom, that this is created without that process, without that discussion going forward, and without the opportunity for other people to have input and to see what they would like this position to be. I just think it's very critical that we do that, that we allow the foundation to be able to do that and to be able to have those kind of conversations whenever it comes to any kind of structural changes at all. So I just think there needs to be more research and definitely more input from the people throughout the foundation about what they would like this kind of position to entail, if we're going to indeed create. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't, but I think there needs to be much more conversation than here right now.
Rob.
Yes, I'd just like to say we were having a discussion yesterday about... We were discussing,
thank you,
Democracy Now! Yesterday, and the way that Democracy Now! Has marketed itself and has produced a program that's still gaining in notoriety. One of the things about Pacifica that I think is a success on a par with Democracy Now!, which Pacifica created, is the affiliates program. I think if we don't migrate the good things about the affiliates program, and bear in mind, it's moving into Africa, Central and South America. It's creating space for us to bring Pacifica and mission-based program content to. I'm very concerned that we say we want to do all these things so that we can catch up with the work that Democracy Now! Has done. If you look at the one other segment of Pacifica that has basically been successful in reinventing itself, it is the affiliates program. So however you do it, I think we have to put some resources into taking what's good about the affiliates program and has succeeded and move that all around the rest of the network. Thank you.
Rip?
Yes, I just wanted to respond to a few of the comments made as the chair of the task force. And one is that we are not asking for a new position. This is the work that the affiliate coordinator has been doing already. And so what we're doing is we're actually legitimizing that, because it's not in the job description of the affiliate coordinator to do the work that she's been doing. She's been going all around the country providing outreach for Pacifica. Okay, well, that's not the same as signing contracts. And she could just sign the contracts, but what she's doing is out there actually marketing Pacifica, because that's how you build the name of Pacifica outside of the five signal areas. The couple things to comment on. There was a position approved last year, $25,000 for an assistant. Now, the fact that no permanent hire was made shouldn't be a punishment to the affiliate program. And there's the proposal now, I mean, not this proposal, but the proposal that's in the budget now from the CFO actually eliminates that position. And we feel that that's punishment. So we're not asking, when he says it calls for new employees in the form of consultants, all we're asking for is that the position that we approved last year be modified to simply be consultants, because that's the way we can get expertise in a couple of these areas immediately, is by hiring some consultants who already do the kind of marketing work that we need to do. We're not going to take somebody and try to train them into this position. Okay, and the other suggestion that people come to the board with requests for hundreds of thousands of dollars is simply erroneous. What we're asking for is an increase of about $20,000 of allocation of affiliate revenue that's already coming in. And this year it's going to be over $225,000, and the total, guessing what the salary would be, would put this budget at about $170,000, maybe. We don't know until HR determines that, until Finance Committee reviews the numbers that we've proposed. So there's still a surplus of money, to repeat myself, a surplus of money that goes to the national office from this program. And Pacifica will get outreach work, the first steps toward what would be a full-blown outreach department. We're going to be getting that for no additional costs. The revenue from the affiliate program would pay for it.
Before I recognize the two people who haven't spoken and the one who've asked to speak, I've looked at this again, and I think in to align it with our existing policy and to make it unambiguous what we're doing. I think it needs to be changed from included in the national office budget beginning with 2008 to be considered in the national office 2008 budgeting process, because that's what our discussion earlier described. That is that we are not approving the allocation if we approve this motion. What we're approving is a mandate to the National Finance Committee to consider that and include that in the budget. Because we're not in a position to approve any budget proposals without that Finance Committee review.
Mr. Chair, that modification seems appropriate to me. I appreciate the help with the language. And could you repeat your sentence?
The word included after the first comma, second comma in it would be considered in the National Office.
I think that still meets the
2008 budget.
Thank you. That still meets the intent if the directors would are able to note
Without
that.
Without objection, may we make that change to clarify the intent of the motion? It's a little bit more than just a straight referral. It's not referring the question of what that budget's going to turn out to be is going to finance, but it also is saying and reaffirming what we've done before, which is saying we want essentially a breakout budget for this department. Okay, we don't have time to go back and have an extensive debate. I'm going to recognize two people who haven't spoken yet. If you could keep your comments short, that'd be great. Doc and then Sandra.
You know, like the archives, we put a lot of energy behind saying that we really want to make these programs work. We said we wanted to put money into the archives. We haven't done that yet. We approved doing something, and the CFO gave buy-in to that. We haven't done it. The affiliates program last year in Houston, if I'm not mistaken, we gave great support to the affiliates program, and we approved a whole lot of what we're talking about right now. And sometimes we act like we don't remember having done any of that. And maybe we need to go back and read our minutes and things before we come to these meetings so we know what we've already done. And that way the discussion wouldn't get so hostile. But it's really important that if a person is doing a job, that we at least bring their job description forward to include what they're already doing and then pay them a commensurate salary. Because if it were field workers, we would not want them being underpaid for the job that they're already doing. It's the same kind of process. Just because we're saying, you know, this is going to be a managerial position, which it already is, we should pay for the work that's being done. And she's proven that she's doing the work. We have the proof of that in the fact that we now have 125 affiliate groups, and we're international, which prior to Ursula, we were not, if I'm not mistaken. And we really need to, you know, acknowledge what the
time.
Work she's doing.
Sandra.
So I'll keep this. Can you hear me? I'll keep this very brief.
Can you hear you?
Hello?
Rosa.
All right. You hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep this very brief. I just want to say that to vote against this motion would be impeding forward progress. We need to stop looking for ways to prevent moving forward and look for the solution. And this particular motion is the logical next step. So I urge all to please vote in support of this motion. Thank you.
We're at time, and we need to act unless there's a motion to extend time again.
I move to extend for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes. Is it?
And I have a motion
seconded?
To divide.
Is there any objection? Okay.
Yes.
There are objections to the motion to extend time. Would you please call the roll, Mary?
Okay, this is a motion to...
Excuse me, we don't need to call the roll. We're not on a conference call. All those in favor of extending time, please... My life has gone downhill, I'm sorry, and my memory went with it. All those in favor of extending time, please raise your hand.
One, two, three, four, five... Lori, is your hand up? 6, 7, 8,
8 yes. How many no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 no.
Okay, the motion fails, so we're going to go to a vote. All those in favor of the motion? I'm sorry. Can you read? You're quite right. Mary, would you please read the motion as amended?
The affiliate task force brings the following recommendation to the PNB. Move that a proposed fiscal allocation for the affiliate coordinator slash outreach director, as outlined by the affiliate task force recommendations to the National Finance Committee, be considered in the National Office budget beginning with 2008, with line items as necessary for an outreach division, and to be included in the National Office budget proposal submitted to the National Finance Committee, and that the affiliate coordinator slash outreach director needs a commensurate salary that will be determined in the next 2 weeks by the HR director, the ED, and the chair of the affiliate task force.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
One, two. Your hand up, Michael. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we'll start again. Okay.
Raise them up, hold them up.
Please raise your hands up high. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12, yes. 13? Oh, okay, 13. All right. No.
All those opposed?
12.
No, it's 13.
He can't vote.
All right, he can't vote. He's supposed to be on leave. One, are you voting no? 1, 2, 3, 4, no. Are there any abstentions?
Yeah.
One abstention.
Okay, the motion passes.
Thank you.
We are...